And I'm Dory.
And you're listening to episode 99 of
Hobbies Up to Here.
What was that?
An excited squeak.
You squeaked. This is our Hello 2019 episode. It's probably a surprise to many of you to see two episodes from us in 1 week.
Exactly.
But it was planned this way. We did want to say goodbye to 2018.
Without saying hello to 2019.
Exactly. So if you're a betting person, I would take a bet now how many times we're going to mix up 18 and 19. Because it's probably going to happen.
I'm determined.
And before we do get on, I do want to post a real quick, a label of warning. We have acknowledged that there has been a little bit of an audio issue with our recording device. We have microphones, we have a Zoom recorder, and then I have recently started using Adobe for all of our recording and mixing and editing.
You used GarageBand, correct?
And Adobe comes high rated, and then I also use it for our FlossTube videos. Somehow, in changing our routines, the audio has not been as good as it was in the past.
It's been frustrating.
We know that if you listen to our podcast with a headphone plugged into your device, listening to it with a left ear and a right ear sounds perfectly
fine.
Because we're working out of a left mic and a right mic. But if you decide to play it just out of your phone and not into a...
Not so much.
Yeah, it doesn't play off as well. And then it's going in as a stereo and coming out as a stereo. Now, I've done some research, but unfortunately, I am not a...
You're more tech savvy than I am, but...
I'm internet tech savvy. Like, I know how to post things, and I know how to do this and that, but I never worked in theater, I've never worked in a studio, I've never worked with any kind of communications, so this is all new to me. So I am just putting
it out there
that we do know that there has been some audio issues. The files go through perfectly fine, and it's not until it's posted that I realize there's an issue, and it is because it's going out of stereo. So we recommend that for those episodes, listen to them with headphones. And I do apologize.
Right.
We are doing what we can to make it better. So today, we are recording a little differently. We're testing the waters. And if this doesn't work, well, then we'll just try something new.
Time to spend more money?
No, I really don't want to. I think we actually would go backwards and just pull out ye olde Samson microphone and plug it into my computer and just record straight onto the computer.
Okay. Either way, we will... get this taken care of. Yeah.
So just know that we can pinpoint the changes when I started using Adobe. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try GarageBand, go back to that, and use Adobe straight for film editing. And if that still doesn't fix it, then it has to do something with the mics and the recording devices. Okay. So we know.
We get it. Yeah.
We're sorry. if this is your first time listening to us, we are the mother-daughter duo of Hobbies Up to Here. I'm the daughter, Katie.
I'm the mother, Dory.
And we've been podcasting for almost 4 years now.
Uh-huh.
We are about to round up to 100 episodes. We have not yet planned what that is going to include.
We still haven't planned.
No, and we've kind of been teasing it for a while now. But here we are sitting at episode 99. It came up fast and furious.
It did.
With a new year, because we do our old post where we reviewed our year, and then boom, we do a new post to say what's going to happen this year. And it just all of a sudden now we're at 100. Yeah.
It's here.
So the way we usually do our episodes, so just in case you're not interested in certain aspects, you can kind of skip around. We usually update first what's going on with us, and then we get into the theme or the topic of the episode. Right. This week's episode, or this particular episode, since there's two this week, is about what we are projecting for the year 2019.
What we know. Kind of what is kind of solid for 2019.
Yeah.
But you never know, those things change.
Oh,
but as of right now, where we put our money.
Yeah. Well, what we hope for. So we're going to talk about our words for the year. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about some plans, some crafts and hobbies that we look forward to doing this year, things that are new. And then we do that after the updates. And at the end of the episode, we usually wrap up and tease a few other things that are going to be coming up and exciting to start a whole new year. I always love New Year's because it's a very fresh feeling.
Too.
It's a very, let's get going. So I'm looking forward to it.
I think I get excited once all of the decorations are put away.
How long did it take you to put all of your decorations away?
Actually, this wasn't too bad.
Okay.
We got them done. New Year's Day was the last day, but we had 4 trees to put away. Now, granted, Baby Blue was small, but we took off every single one of those little itty bitty teeny tiny ornaments. And we wanted to package everything up to where it was better put away and easily seen and not documented, but I used my label maker this year instead of just various boxes that we've been taping up for years. So it took some more time this year.
Exactly.
But it's been good.
Please excuse. I'm wearing headphones.
Yes, you too. Are. That's why I'm almost whispering.
And I can hear the airplane go over.
Oh, yes. No. We live by Fullerton Airport.
We do.
I don't even notice it.
But yeah, I can hear it. So, okay. Hi, Javius. We heard that airplane, and now I realize that you can hear everyone that goes overhead. Anywho, because it took us about 30 minutes to undecorate.
Really? Yeah. I'm jealous.
It came down real fast. Yeah, and that tree was dry, so we dragged it out. It's out by the curb, and all of everything is boxed up and put away. We did almost kill our vacuum cleaner doing it. Jake and I could not figure out why it smelled like burning tree, and we realized that some he had sucked up a dryer sheet on accident. Oh. It had gotten stuck in the tube, and then all the bristles were getting backed up into it, and it was starting to heat up, and I was like, oh, that's not okay. That should not smell that way. So we fixed it. But yeah, I'm kind of happy to have everything off the walls and hang. I mean, it's a little bare, and I always get a little sad.
Me too.
But at the same time, it's that fresh, like, new year. Yep. We're done with that. We can move on.
Exactly.
And I like it. I like the holidays, but I don't like them to overstay their welcome.
There we go. See, I'm already planning for next year. I'm starting my Christmas cards like in June because I haven't been able to get them out for the last couple of years, just in bits and pieces. I think I was still opening up cards on the day after Christmas. Mm. I just didn't do well with that. So that's one thing I wanted to kind of improve on.
But, okay.
Yeah, and one of the things I see, and I think I've mentioned that I want to do some seasonal decorating. Mm-hmm. Which means winter, spring, summer, fall, not just the holidays. So maybe next year I'll have some winter pieces, whether it's quilts, whether it's crocheted pieces in pretty winter colors, or some diamond paintings up on the walls, or definitely some stitching. Lots of smalls. I'd like to do a lot of smalls that are winter themed, not just Christmas themed. So that'd be fun.
Sounds good. So we always start with updates to kind of let people know what's going on with us. If you listen to episode 98, you kind of got a few updates towards the end. I got a lot of compliments. People really enjoyed the way we reviewed our year.
Okay, good.
So, we highly recommend going back and listening to episode 98. And I recommend doing it with Instagram open and on our page and looking at it picture by picture and going, I know it's going to sound like, wow, you want us to do what? But if you if you scroll back to the Hello January
of 2018,
when we talk, we actually went through our Instagram feed we looked at everything each month and picked out the ones that were really like
that we wanted to highlight,
poignant and important. So that's kind of fun. It's a little fun reminder. I think the episode's only 45 minutes long. So if you're not in the mood to craft or quilt or do anything, but you just want to listen, it is kind of fun to flip through those pictures with us while we talk about them.
Yeah, grab a cup of coffee. We'll sit with you.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. It's a lot of fun. And I actually could listen to that episode again and just, you know, it's...
Yeah.
The year can be so long and so short at the same time. Mm-hmm. And when you get to the end, you're like, what did I really do? And so having done that... And looked over what we did, made me feel like, oh, I've actually come a very long way. It was a really good year.
Good.
So I highly recommend that everybody goes back and listen to that episode. It was a lot of fun. It was a different way to do it, too.
And I liked it. It felt organized, and I like that.
We love to be organized. So at the end, there were some updates. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to that, we're going to go ahead and update you with what's going on with the two of us at this moment.
Yep, yep.
Yes, so we are in January. You have a birthday coming up.
I do, the end of the month.
Yes, and where are you going for your birthday?
I was going to say, we're going to be traveling on my birthday. It's the end of the month on the 29th. We're going to Tahiti.
Fancy.
Yeah, we are celebrating. Well, my birthday is going to be celebrated in an airport. We're going to go to Tahiti. Our anniversary, our 40th anniversary, is on February 3rd. And we will be coming back before my husband's birthday on the 13th. So we'll be having some tropical getaway fun.
I'm so jealous. That was where we wanted to go for our honeymoon.
That's right.
And when we mentioned we wanted tropical with some relaxing and some adventuring, My husband's one thing was, I need to have a bar I can swim up to in a pool. And they said, well, you could go to Tahiti, but you would barely spend about 6 days there because the cost of travel is so expensive.
Right.
And then they said, but if you don't mind me looking, I have an idea for you. And they came back with Costa Rica. And they said, now you can go to Costa Rica.
I loved it.
Yeah, and they said, you can go to Costa Rica for 2 whole weeks and spend the same amount. Right. And we did and loved it. Now we all want to retire down there. So I'm very jealous. I hope you take a lot of pictures.
I will. I promise.
Because you're going to be in like a hut on the water. Yep. And I can't wait to see if you enjoy it, if it's fun, and what you think of the Tahitian life.
I'm looking forward to it, too. And we need some time away. And we need a little bit of time away.
And because of that, do know that we will be taking a planned leave of absence. We tend to take time off and then, oh, we've been gone for a long time. This is where we're like, okay, we know we're going to be gone for a while.
Yes.
So this will be
a couple of weeks.
Yeah, this will be the last post until you get back. So when you do get back, it'll be fun to hear how everything went.
Thanks. Yes.
The last episode, we did talk about some health. A lot of you have been on this journey with me. Last year, we found a blood clot in my leg, all stemming from the fact that I was having some fertility issues. And we were trying to find out what the cause of the fertility issues were. So we were backtracking and trying birth control to help ease some of the issues I had. Birth control caused a blood clot. Yay! Blood clot is now gone. Yay! But I now have found that there are masses on my ovaries, and so we're working to get that solved. I may sound all woohoo. I am not happy that I have them, but the answers that I got did explain so much. And I'm like, oh, that's why that was happening. So while it's kind of sad to think that I could have had these growing this whole time, and it may have been one of the reasons why we haven't been able to get pregnant, because we did want other kids, it's nice to have that answer because now we have some other routes that we can go down. So crossing fingers, we have a solution in place by the end of the month. And so when you do get back from your trip and we do the next episode, I may have more information.
That would be nice.
Yeah. All right. So what about your holidays? How were they?
They were busy. They were creative, productive, exhausting, and lovely. I think we had a really good time. Dad sure is enjoying cooking. That's right. Goodness.
Yeah.
Really enjoys cooking.
He is the reincarnation of Julia Child at this current moment.
No, but the funny thing is, you guys, he'll be cooking one of her recipes and you'll hear him go, ooh, did I do that?
Yes. He makes the sound effects. Oh, he sounds like Julia Child coming from the
kitchen.
And the
funny thing is, he's shorter than her. She was 6'2".
That's tall.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So far, I'm not complaining. I'm telling you. How about you? How would you say your holidays went?
So, it was a rush because we got off on the 21st. And the next day, I think it was, we had our... No, it wasn't the next day. We had a whole bunch of things going on that weekend, including shopping. We were still shopping up to the last minute. And there's always that panic as a parent, like, did I... do enough and not too much and not, you know, did I get the things? And we were in a weird place because Jake's 12, going on 13 pretty soon, and he didn't give us a list this year. And so he was making jokes, but I knew that they weren't quite jokes. He honestly believed.
He's like,
I'm not getting anything this year. And there was a point I turned to him, I was like, honey, do you really believe you're not getting anything? And he got kind of quiet and he looked at me and he was like, well, I didn't give you a list.
How do you know what you're getting?
I was like, trust your mom and dad. We're listening, honey. I know that it may not feel like you're being listened to all the time, but we are. We do listen.
Right.
And we were able to help all the uncles and aunts, and he was thrilled with his Christmas. He says it's the best one ever, but he says every year, because every year is good in his opinion. We were happy that we were able to fulfill some of his wishes and do so without breaking the bank, because 12 years old, all of a sudden the gifts get smaller and more expensive.
Oh, you bet.
So our Christmas was done in 19 minutes.
Good.
We woke up 19 minutes later, everything was opened, and we were like, okay, can we go back to bed now? Yeah. So we had a good one.
Good.
And then I did have one day I forced myself not to move from the couch.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I stitched, I watched movies, and I think I watched a lot of ghost adventures on TV, which is horribly overdramatic, but I love it, and just did not move.
Okay.
I did not brush
my
teeth that day.
That's my day tomorrow.
Yeah. I literally did nothing.
Tomorrow is an extreme self-care day.
Yes.
It is a breathing day.
Yes.
I am...
Those are important.
I need a day where I just sit.
Yeah, it's important.
It's and really important.
I can say that I feel so much better having done it.
Good.
So it was a good day. So my holidays, I'm sad that they're almost over. The stress of going back to work has started to creep up on me, and I'm trying to be more happy about it.
Okay.
To see my kids, to get back to a regular routine, and know that, you know, we've put in place a lot of great mm-hmm. things, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, but I'm looking forward to some of the things that we have good. Going for us this year. So, yay.
I think you mentioned something, because I'm a creature of routine. I love routine. And of course, life does not, it doesn't cooperate. And even though I'm doing well, I'm mm-hmm. feeling a little thicker around the middle this holiday season. But oh, yeah. I even weighed in a couple of weeks ago and I had lost half a pound.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was kind of maintaining.
That's
but
good.
Today,
not feeling it.
Yeah, I think this last week has taken its toll. But other than that, I have no health issues to complain about. Okay. However, you guys have heard us talk about, my mom has had some health mm-hmm. issues the last mm-hmm. 3 years. This year she turned 81, and in October she had shoulder surgery, a lot of pain, and they finally took care of her shoulder. So again, she was away from home in the hospital in rehab for about three and a half weeks, give or take. She was home no more than 2 weeks, I think, if that.
Mm-hmm.
And she tripped and fell on the same arm and shattered that elbow of the arm yeah. that she had surgery on. That was in the end of November, I think. Actually, it wasn't. Yeah, it was the end of November.
We were not in holiday mode yes. completely. We were just ending one holiday, yes. moving into the next.
Yes, because she did have Thanksgiving at home. That's right. So it was right after Thanksgiving. She's still in the rehab center. And it's been really difficult. So as far as routine goes, even if I do sit, I think the other one ear is vibrating and waiting for a text or waiting for a call. I did go see her today. So, and she's improving. But I think I can't seem to settle.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I'm going to force myself to do as much of that tomorrow as possible. Because after a while, if my body doesn't, if I don't allow it to settle, it's going to start talking back to me.
Yeah.
It's going to force me. I'll get sick. I'll trip and fall. My body will take over and say, I will make you.
Yes. Settle. Yeah. It's like
I
when
will make you.
You stress yourself
sit.
Out and then you get sick.
Yeah.
And it's like,
if you do too much, your body will make you.
Yeah.
It'll make you stop. So other than that, you know, and we tried to stay very well put together this year as far as, like, our gifts were all wrapped. Mm-hmm. We did really well with that and done more than a week before Christmas. Lucky. And then we had our Christmas Eve celebration, mm-hmm. which was crazy nuts.
Fun.
With especially the two little boys who are just under two. Running around, and it was overwhelming and lovely.
It was so much
fun, though. Just lovely.
Because they're at that age where they open one gift and they just get hooked on that one gift, and you're like, but wait, you have all these other ones, come open. Yeah. They're like,
I just want to just play with the box.
Yes, and play with the box too. Yeah, especially when they're huge boxes. And
yeah.
Like,
oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah, this was the age with Jake when he was little and he got a car, and my brother gave it to him. It was a Mustang. It was one of those cars that are battery powered. And I think he sat in the car and we had to give him his gifts
in the car
because he wouldn't mm-hmm. get out. So
that's
it's
right.
a fun age. We do have exciting news. If you didn't hear it from the last episode, you get to hear it from this one. We have another baby coming in May of next year. And we found out it's going to be a girl.
I started to squeak again.
Yes, you did.
Yes, we're really excited because we have the three boys. Yeah, so
12 years of boys.
Yeah.
Because mine is 12, and then we had the two little two-year-olds, and now we're going to have a little girl finally.
Yes,
so very excited. Please end up being a girl. Do not, like, sneak a peek and grow a little wing-wing and be a boy.
Surprise.
I know.
Surprise.
So I'm excited. That's another baby quilt I get to make.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
And I'd be stitching.
So excited for a baby girl. I mean, I'd be excited if it was a boy, too. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But it's
different.
It's going to be different. So. All right, so we want to welcome in the new year with our new words.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we picked words that helped guide us. It was like our intentions for mm-hmm. the year, and I found that that worked so well for me. How about you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And when I accomplished it, it was like, cha-ching,
yeah.
That's my
yeah,
word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was like sometimes
it was really nice.
And I knew I had that word, mm-hmm. and sometimes I would do something, and then later on I would apply the word to it and go, mm-hmm. oh, that was that word.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I did projects or new processes with the word at the forefront of my mind, mm-hmm. and sometimes I found it in reflection.
Yes,
so it was really great. So last year, my word was progress.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to focus on not overwhelming myself with completion, not overwhelming myself with perfection, not overwhelming myself with a really regimented schedule of having to do something. The word progress is so flowy, mm-hmm. because if you do one stitch,
that's right.
If you piece one block, if you do one binding,
mm-hmm.
all of that is progress.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you clean out your machine.
I agree.
Progress.
Reorganize your floss.
Progress.
Progress.
It was mm-hmm. constant progress all year long, and it made every project seem more special,
mm-hmm.
because I could see why it was important
mm-hmm.
every time I did something. So it was really awesome. I really enjoyed that part of it. So progress was an awesome word. And now that I have it,
mm-hmm.
it will always be a part of my toolkit. You know, I can mm-hmm. always go, hey, that's progress right there.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your word for last year?
Challenge.
Mm.
And I did.
Yeah.
I challenged myself on so many levels, from time management to money spending. And this year, that's even going to be more, I'm really going to be watching and
mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you my new word in a little bit. But I challenged myself on different processes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't stitch with silk this year, or last year. I'm sorry, last year. That was one of my challenges in my head, but I did so many other things. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
New skills, new skill sets, new ways, like I said, of managing my time so I could do
yeah.
all the things.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about that last year.
Mm-hmm.
I recommended, and you ended up molding it into what you needed, but mm-hmm. I recommended because you were stitching so heavily.
Mm-hmm.
And we get like that.
Yes.
Very, you know, blinders on.
Mm-hmm.
And the recommendation was pick one day a week.
Uh-huh.
And when you picked Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
where the morning was spent doing crafts other than stitching.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped you continue working through projects that maybe you forgot about
exactly.
because your mind was so stitch heavy.
Yes, yes.
And you still made beautiful things. Some of your table or your little placemats. I wanted to call
yes.
it a table runner, but the quilted quilts with you
yeah.
from Shabby Fabric.
Yeah. Quilt as you go.
Quilt as you go. Yes. And it was beautiful. So
thank you.
Trying to keep up the word hobbies with the mm-hmm. plural is tough, because as a hobbyist, we tend to get stuck on one that
yep.
is our bread and butter for that moment. And then we switch back.
Mm-hmm.
For so long, it has been quilting, and now stitching has kind of come in and is now vying for that top spot.
Yep. It's the champion right now.
It
and
is.
And the Wednesdays really helped me also, even if I was the stitching was pulling me,
mm-hmm.
being able to go to my machine and turn it on. When I hear that thing kick in,
mm-hmm. you get excited.
Ooh, yeah, I got excited. And it's just a matter of sitting down and doing that thing, even if the other project is calling me.
Yeah.
But as I got back into it,
oh, I no.
made some progress, and I challenged myself to make progress on my curved login Christmas quilt.
Curved login?
Curved, is that what I said?
Yes.
Curved login?
Curved login.
Curved.
That should be your new, a new quilt type. Curved login.
These are my curved logins.
That was
and
awesome.
I just kept yeah, going just, like it was supposed to happen that
I
way.
I totally could have
curved
let you go.
Log
I wanted to jump on that opportunity for comedy.
Curved
login. Oh, too bad we already have a title for this one.
I'm
going to call
know,
it curved logins.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay,
my curved log
cabin
Christmas quilt.
Dang, that is a mouthful. No wonder you said curved login.
Let me give you back. But I'm almost done with all the blocks. I still have to piece the blocks together in rows. Well, first I'm going to make
yeah.
sure that they're all square. So I did make progress, and it was fun working with the fabrics again.
There you go.
I made a little bit of progress on the quilt that's going to go on our bed.
That's right.
I'm at the, I have to cut all the strip sets apart, and it's boring. I'm sorry. It is boring.
There are some parts of quilting
oh,
that are
my
really
God.
Boring,
so yeah. I set, again, the management of time. 1 hour and to get done as much as possible in that hour. So it didn't look, so I could look at the pile I did get done and oh my gosh, I got that pile done. If I would have said all day, oh my God, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
No.
And then I just moved on to something else.
There you go.
So yeah, that worked.
So our new words for this year, we both have picked one. Mm-hmm. And like we said, that word that we picked for last year doesn't go away. It just becomes a part of our arsenal and we can always fall back on it. My word for this year, and it's kind of a weird one. It's more of a verb. It's the action of to practice.
Okay.
Practice is my word this year. Mm-hmm. I want to build on the idea of progress being anything I work on shows that I'm moving forward.
Right.
But now I want to go back and start to refine some of those skills by practicing them.
Okay.
I came up with that word because this year I'm, it's a hobby. I guess it is. It's a
creative endeavor.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's bullet journaling.
Right.
And I say that with quotey fingers because I'm not actually doing the bullet journal method. I'm just dipping my toe into it.
Okay.
What I'm essentially doing is I am journaling with intention. Mm-hmm. So I have a journal and I laugh. The journal goes back to 2011. It's an old journal. I've been writing in it for years. When I was a kid, I used to fill journals, but that was before phones, you know?
Right,
so
exactly.
When I had no phone to distract me, I would just journal to my heart's content. And some of those journal entries are hilarious because I was like 14 thinking the world was going to end because the boy didn't like me.
Right.
So I have journal upon journal that I have in a bucket. I've saved them all. Some of my poetry is in there, pictures, sketches, clippings from newspapers and things that I've saved. And so I've always loved to journal. Mm-hmm. Well, I decided that instead of just journaling, I want to journal with intention. That means that I have pages in my journals that are calendar pages, spreadsheets for our finances, mm-hmm. goals, dreams.
That's wonderful.
These bucket list pages. Mm-hmm. Bullet journaling is a very fascinating method, and it is a rabbit hole. The moment you open up, you fall head first, and next thing you know, you're buying special journals with dots, and you are making keys. And I don't mean keys like a door key, but like a table of contents type key.
Okay, I gotcha.
Like layouts and all. I have, my Facebook right now is more groups than people because I have joined a bullet journal beginners group.
Okay.
Just to get inspiration ideas. The reason I like it, not only is it organization, but it's journaling. So there's writing involved, mm-hmm. but it's also really creative. A lot of stickers.
Yeah.
It's like scrapbooking and lettering and writing and everything all thrown into one place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I can look back on throughout the years and go, oh, remember that year I was really into journaling and here it is. So what I have to say is in starting bullet journaling, I realized I need to practice my hand lettering.
Oh,
remember I kind of,
okay.
I dipped my toe into it last year and then I didn't really pick it up. I have pens and journals that I never use to practice.
Okay.
So there was that word, practice.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get better at handwriting, at hand lettering, mm-hmm. and so that I could have that really pretty flowy lettering that is so popular right now.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely going back and practicing that. And then I realized that that word really works well with everything else.
Absolutely.
So in quilting, practicing sewing straight lines,
mm-hmm.
practicing different types of binding methods, or just binding in general, mm-hmm. or completions in general,
mm-hmm.
practicing the steps of going from beginning to end,
mm-hmm.
and completing, practicing free motion quilting.
That's exactly where I was going to go.
Susan and I are planning to get together tomorrow to sew together. And she's always been a real great motivator for me because when we get together, the kids can play. And then the two of us just kind of hold up in our quilt room
mm-hmm.
and we work. And I've always told her, you know what we need to do? Take the ugly fabric I have mm-hmm. and the leftover batting that I have.
You've got a lot of fat quarters.
Yeah. And there's the ones I know I'm never going to actually use.
Exactly.
Make sandwiches. And I keep telling her this and then I never do it. So this year, that is going to be a part of my practice.
Okay.
You know, I keep expecting myself to improve, but I don't practice at it. And
mm-hmm.
I tell my students all the time, you're not going to get better at reading if you don't read every day.
Exactly.
Reading is a skill you have mm-hmm. to learn. Same with quilting. Same with stitching. Same with lettering. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
All my crafts and hobbies. I'm not going to be a better scrapbooker
mm-hmm.
if I don't practice layouts.
If you take it out once every 5 years.
Yes.
And expect to come out with a beautiful page.
Exactly.
Or a beautiful
yes.
quilt. Or like you said, even a straight line.
Yes. Yeah.
If I do it once in a while,
yeah.
I don't even get to know my machine.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Or
you know?
The different weight and threads or the way to change a needle.
Yep. Yep.
So what I realize is that the word practice to me ends up meaning so much more, but it really comes down to me time.
Okay.
scheduling time to not feel bad about not finishing things.
Okay. Ooh, yes.
Yes. And that goes along with that whole progress word. They go hand in hand. Making progress and practicing is just as important as finishing. So if that means I have quilts put off to the side that I'm not finishing yet because I'm too busy practicing my three motion quilting.
It's giving yourself permission to do that.
It is. And so I know I have Gary, my watcher skull that we made with Libs Elliott. I still need to get it layered. I have not bought the backing fabric for it. So that is something that I need to practice for. I need to practice my free motion quilting so that when he's layered and ready, I'm not going to ruin it. I want to actually do well. Instead of just seat of the pants going into it and quilting however I want. Now, don't get me wrong. It's worked for me up to this point.
Yes.
But I'm trying to pump the brakes and step back and say, first of all, you need me time. Your job is demanding. Life with a single child that has a lot of needs, that's demanding. And, you know, still a fairly new marriage, that's demanding. I need me time. And so being able to practice any of my hobbies, whether it's stamping, I've started pulling out my stamps.
Right. That's kind of exciting.
It is. I kind of want to get back into that. I started pulling stuff out and I was like, oh, I need to look up who my Stampin' Up! Rep is. I was like, you know what? I think I'll be able to find it in the stores. The one thing I did have to pull back on is financially. I cannot run out to the store and start buying everything. And we're doing really well with our finances right now. We've got a really good system. So, you know,
I do a lot of stamping stuff too.
Yeah, we do. I've got your whole jar here.
Oh, my pens and markers. Yeah.
And I've been keeping a journal for our podcast for a while now. So if you hear the rustling of papers, I'm marking things off that we've talked about.
Right.
But now doing it for myself personally and then allowing myself the freedom to practice what goes into that journal, whether it's lettering or writing neatly or how to do layouts. And then also writing down my intentions for my other crafts. You know, every month, setting an intentions page. What are you working on? What are you, so I set my intentions for quilting, finishing my Dresdens.
That's wonderful.
And my puzzle box quilt.
Good.
You know, I've got some great content lying around that I just haven't worked on because I've been so busy kind of flighting around. It's really nice to have those intentions set. So practice is my word for the year. It really goes hand in hand with progress, but it also kind of opens me up to so many other things.
Okay.
So I'm excited. So practice. To practice.
Wonderful.
Yes. What about your word for this year?
I think it's an unusual word, but it was an honest word. The word is organize.
Yeah.
And I bought a My Intent bracelet that has the word, actually it has last year's word challenge, the word joy. I bought three of them. And the word challenge, I mean, I'm sorry, there, I'm going with last year's, with organize. What I found, especially with the Wednesdays, when I'd stopped doing that, you know, myopic, gotta only do one type of hobby, is that when I went to finish a stitching piece, or I went to put on a binding, or I went to do some diamond painting, I couldn't find my supplies.
Oh, yes.
I couldn't remember where I'd put them. So I would spend so much of that time management I've been talking about running around in three or four different places, searching through all kinds of stuff, bags and drawers and cupboards and bins, and not being able to find what I needed and even things that were associated with each other, whether it was stamps. And then my scrapbooking things would be in another room. So what if I wanted to use the paper to make a card? I couldn't find anything, and that frustrated me. So my word is kind of like a foundation to, you know, to organize, to be organized. I am organizing so that the rest of my crafting, the rest of my hobbies, the joy will come through.
Yeah.
And it's really nice having a bin and having it labeled. I know where everything's supposed to go back. Sometimes do I mess up and just put things on a table and go back and put them back later? Yeah. I don't have to, you know, put them right in the same place, in the same bin. I might set them off to the side because I'm too excited to start the next one.
Yeah.
But they do get put back in the same exact place, and I'm finding things.
Yeah.
I love it. And I've consolidated where I keep my crabbies.
Wow, you were on a roll today.
I'm on a roll. My crafts and hobbies. It's a crabby.
I like that.
I'm going to play with my crabbies.
Oh, that sounds really bad. Don't say that. That sounds like you need antibiotics.
oh my God, she's all red. And like, I'm the one that said it.
Karabis.
So organizing my karabis and getting those done. So yeah, that's my word. Oh my gosh, the sun is shining right off. Whew.
Sorry, yes. What's interesting is that we pick our own individual words, but I find myself kind of playing off the word that you pick too.
Ditto.
So mm-hmm. I did a little challenging last year, mm-hmm. and I find myself already being more organized this year. So even Isn't though it's funny. Your words, they kind of filter into my life. Mm-hmm. And the same with you. I noticed you made a lot of progress on a mm-hmm. lot of things last year.
Yep.
And then this year, practice might come into play also for
Absolutely.
You. So
those Wednesdays, it is about practicing.
Yeah, it is.
A skill.
And one that you may not choose right off the bat because it may not call to you,
yeah.
but it allows you by picking that, which is separate from what you want to do, mm-hmm. to expand your horizon.
Exactly.
And it really does help us live up to our name, Hobbies, up to
up
here.
Up to here.
Yeah, it is.
Get those crabbies in there.
Did you
just blow your ears out?
I did blow my ears out. Yeah, that was a little loud. Sorry. Now, what is interesting is... we're going to go into some of the plans for the year. And this is one that I kind of mentioned last time and you and I kind of talked about, and I haven't decided how to work on it, is the blog.
Okay, yeah.
We notice that last year was probably one of our lowest interactions
Absolutely.
On our blog.
Yeah.
And that could be for a number of reasons. We're not interacting with other blogs. Mm-hmm. Or the social media aspect
yes.
of Instagram and Facebook and the connection of people and the enjoyment of people in bite sizes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our culture is really going to bite-size
I think so
everything.
Too. Yeah.
Because of this, the blog has kind of gone by the wayside. It's petering out a little bit. We're not posting
yeah. blog posts.
No.
It's where our podcasts go and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we're not writing.
We're not.
Like we were.
And I'm not sure if, and hobbyists, I'm open to hearing from you and how you feel about
this. I'd like
this.
To know. Yeah.
Yeah. And we might even post it as a quilter's question and put it out on Instagram and have people answer, you know, what are you doing with your blog? Are
mm-hmm.
you still using it? Do you find traffic has heightened? Has it lessened? How do you intertwine social media with the blog? Because this is the year when we need to make a decision because we do pay for our blog.
That's true.
And if we're not using it, then there might be other platforms we can use to post our podcast through without needing to pay so much for
mm-hmm.
a whole working blog that includes editing tools
and
blog posts.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a possibility. I'm still using the website mainly to upload our podcasts, but...
You've posted a couple of blog posts. It doesn't even come to my mind.
I know.
It hasn't even come to
my
mind.
I definitely could write more. I think this year was our lowest interacting one.
Okay.
And I know that with quilting, I have link ups
mm-hmm.
that I can go join and post things and then bring people to our blog and leave comments and then go back to their blog and bounce back and
right.
forth. We just did one with Cheryl over at Meadow Mist Design. She always does the best of every
okay.
year. So we've done the last
that's right,
three.
That's right.
And this year we did 2018. And that does draw people to our blog.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had more visitors.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed, though, not a lot of comments.
Yeah.
Even though I've left comments on other pages, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of one of those things that I can't tell if because we're not linking up a lot and we're not hosting other things and we're not writing as much that the interaction is very minimal.
Or our blogs in general
on the way out. Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
that's one thing to consider this year. That's something we're going to look at and kind of debate. And
mm-hmm.
I'm opening it up to the floor because I would like to hear from everybody else what they think about
mm-hmm.
blogging and is it on the way out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Instagram stories and videos and FlossTube taking over
mm-hmm.
a lot of the crafting. And I have such mixed feelings about videos on YouTube
mm-hmm.
because, man, does it take so long to get done. But people like visual.
Mm-hmm.
They like to see us. They like to hear us talk and watch us talk at the same time. Like, I know podcasting is listening, but
mm-hmm.
the visualization of YouTube also helps, too.
Yeah,
so
I think so, too.
That's something to think about as we go into the plans now. So for this year, 2019, we have the Quilters Run, which is
mm-hmm.
going to be in July again.
That's right.
We actually have two new shops joining.
That's
which
exciting.
Which is kind of exciting. And then on top of that, we have the SoCal Quilters Retreat, which will be happening in September again for Temecula. I'm very excited about that because we did...
Quilters or Stitchers?
Stitchers.
Stitchers Retreat.
Stitchers Retreat.
Yeah.
Not Quilters Retreat. Stitchers Retreat in September in Temecula in 2019. And we're excited because they extended it a day.
Mm-hmm.
Extended it a day. That was a blip, 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 blip. Crabbies.
You've got too many crabbies.
I've got Crabby's on the brain. So we're going to go to that. Very excited to, we already put our deposit down. It's only January, but we're like, we're in. And the group is very excited to have us back again and hoping more people come because I think the group has slowly grown every year. And it just is such a great group of people. And we've actually done some stitch-ins with them on Saturdays. Once a month, and we're hoping to join a few more of those.
Yes, please.
So we are going to tease now for all of our stitchers that might be listening. I know a lot of our quilters listen, but stitchers, if you want to hear more about a surprise secret.
Kind of a stitchy news.
Stitchy news event, definitely join us on Sunday. I hope it gets out on Sunday because I have to go to work on Monday. FlossTube episode 8 is what you're looking for. It is going to be our next update. It won't be out until after Sunday.
Yeah, let's we haven't it that filmed way. It yet.
Looking for number 8 because we are going to share a well-kept secret that we've been holding on to for a while, and we're excited to share that. So we're going to tease that. We're also teasing that we did our, it was my first time dyeing fabric, and I am not sharing exactly how they came out because I want everybody to go and check it out on FlossTube so they can hear our process.
Yeah.
And all that. So head on over there.
We're gonna. I know. Made me want to really do a lot. Do more.
I know. I came home and was like, oh my gosh.
On fire.
I do some more. Yeah. All right. So you won't be hearing from us for a while other than FlossTube, which is on Sunday, this coming Sunday. Oh, you're looking for FlossTube number 8. After that,
We might be able to throw in maybe one more podcast.
But we've got some trips. I know we're going on a trip. We're trying to make a trip out to Santa Barbara. Oh,
that's right.
We are lucky right now that we don't have any sports for the kiddo. We're on break because it is winter. So we might be able to. We're not saying no. We're not saying no. If you don't hear from us for a while, just look on Instagram. We're probably going to be keeping active there. But we may not be able to post and edit something anytime soon because I am going back to work. Life is starting to resume, and then you're getting ready to go on your big trip to Tahiti. And I think the last time we spoke, you mentioned that you get into packing and traveling mode, and so there may not be a lot of room for anything else as you get ready for that, and I can completely understand.
We'll see.
So definitely subscribe.
Too long away from you guys until we start missing you real bad.
So you can get our podcast on any podcast downloading app. We're on iTunes. I don't even remember the other... Podbean and all these other podcasting apps. Just look up Hobbies Up to Here. And if you do and you go onto iTunes and find us, we would love if you wouldn't mind taking a few minutes, leaving us a star rating or even a comment. You can even use this area to review us and leave a comment of what you would like to hear in the future. Let us know. And we do appreciate those that have left us a review because when you do review us and leave us a rating, it does help other hobbyists find us. And at this point, I think we're running at about a 4.5 stars.
That's wonderful. Out of 5. Thank you,
so thank you very much. Yes. We do love hearing from you. We're easy to reach. We are on hobbiesuptohere.com. And there we have listed both of our emails and is our name. I'm Katie with an IE at hobbiesuptohere.com. And you are Dory with an I, D-O-R-I, at hobbiesuptohere.com. I think I owe Holly an email. So Holly, if you're listening, I have not forgotten. We went to an email back and forth for a little bit and then it got lost in my emails and I have to go back. Well, now Gmail is doing this new thing where it'll bump something up that needs a reply.
It recently
bumped it up. I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad. So thank you, Gmail, for doing that. So I got to get back on that. And
what was that regarding? Do you remember?
Oh, we're just chatting back and forth and sharing some fun things. And I love to email people and share and write and all that. And so definitely reach out to us. We love to hear from you. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram, which right now is probably one of our biggest modes of sharing. And definitely like what we post and share your comments and chit chat with us. And even if we don't get back to you right at that moment, we're pretty good about responding.
We do try. See, I don't get notifications. So
not yet.
On that. We'll I just, obsessively go back and try to check and see if there's been a comment. Or you'll text me.
I'll let you know.
And say, Mom, go address this.
Yeah.
So, but I like it when I leave a comment and whoever has posted it just responds or, likes. But responds is even better. Mr. Domestic. Matthew did a story about that on how if you want to make sure your followers know you care about them, you don't just say, oh, thank you in your head, and you don't do it with two words. You respond and try to make it more than five.
Yeah.
If you can make it up to five or more, See, he's very good at that. Very good at responding. But he was really big on respond quickly. Respond. And, you know, let them know that you appreciate them taking the time. And we appreciate you for taking the time to write us, to comment, to like our posts. We appreciate that. Without you, there wouldn't be an us.
Exactly. We would just be two old farts sitting here talking.
You ain't old yet, girl.
Into microphones that don't always work.
Crossing with our crabbies. With our crabbies. Go out and crabby.
All right. I do want to also remind you that if you, over the holiday season, received the gift of some money or gift certificates, mm-hmm. especially to Quilty Box, they have some wonderful programs right now. I've actually tried out their new EPP, their English paper piecing kit.
Okay.
It was wonderful. I'm excited to try some new. I've done English paper piecing a little bit, and now I get to practice a little mm-hmm. bit more with my new kit and my new tulip pink fabric that came in the kit. If you would like to see more on that, it is on our YouTube channel. And I have a whole new baggie to open up and reveal what's inside. It is their mini quilt box that they have the quilty box,
mm-hmm.
and then now they have these mini ones that come in little baggies. Okay. And so they're not as much, they don't cost as much, but you still get a lot of great items in them. Okay. And I am dying to open this up and find out what's in it.
Okay.
And if you do feel like spending a little money over at Quilty Box, buying yourself some new goodies, maybe you're new and you want to get some projects to help move you along mm-hmm. in this new crafting endeavor that you're trying out, quilting, we do have an affiliate link. Mm-hmm. And if you want to click on that, it'll take you to Quilty Box and you can purchase your box. And then a small portion mm-hmm. of the money spent there does come back to Hobbies Up to Here.
Exactly.
We have made a little bit and it has helped with the cost of our blog
yes.
or our equipment. And we're so thankful for those that have
Absolutely.
Clicked on that link.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And so I do recommend subscribing to us on YouTube because we do unboxings there and we do show you the new goodies that we get both for stitching and for quilting.
Mm-hmm.
And I am excited to have up a new Quilty Box unboxing mm-hmm. soon to show you what's in their new little
Yay.
Mini box. Yeah. So, all right, hobbyists and crafters, welcome to 2019. Thank you to all of those that have been with us for the last 3 years, going on 4 years. We're excited to be celebrating our 100th episode soon.
Yep.
And on top of that, also our new friends that are joining us, thank you so much for taking the time to get to know us
mm-hmm.
and check us out because you have a lot of other options out there. And we hope that we make it fun for you to join and sit and listen with us.
Mm-hmm.
I know as a crafter, podcasts really work for me when I'm sewing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Doing my makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really appreciate that you took the time to listen to us mm-hmm. and hang out with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy New Year. All right. Hobbyists and crafters, we are going to go get crabby with it.
We're getting crabby with
getting
it.
Crabby with it.
Oh my God, she's dancing.
Yep, I am. All right. We hope that you will be crafty
and be creative.
Bye.
Ta-ta.